While everyone's obsessing about the Christmas season, you've got a different season on your mind. One where red noses come from shouting your support in the crisp, cold, pitchside air. Where the roaring fire is in your belly, not your sitting room. And the perfect gift is an unexpected win. Don't miss a moment with a GAA season ticket. A gift for yourself or the fan in your life. Available at gaa.ie/season ticket. Are you in? The GAA, where we all belong.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We're joined to discuss the position of Micheál Martin by Louise Byrne, political correspondent of the Irish Examiner, and Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post. Daniel, Louise, or Laura, just told us there in the news headlines that Micheál Martin said he has no concerns about his leadership. I suppose those are the things you have to say, because only an idiot or a fool would say that they're unconcerned given what's going on at present.
Micheál Martin's position has never been more tenuous or more in jeopardy in the 14 years or 15 years he's been leader than it is right now. Ever since he decided and plumped to put his backing behind Jim Gavin in the summer, it was make or break. It was an all-in strategy. That strategy collapsed spectacularly. And Micheál Martin is now facing the flak. He has done his best to delay this process, slow it down. You know, this report was due weeks ago. He has delayed it and delayed it in order to try and take the temperature out of it. But we are now getting to a point where he issued a very snotty, snippy kind of statement yesterday, which I think belied the fact that he is now under serious pressure. I mean, when you're saying the leader took exception to commentary X, Y, and Z, a leader should be above all that. I mean, you shouldn't be entertaining that sort of stuff, but it does reflect that he's under pressure. He tried to put a brave face going into cabinet this morning, but he got tetchy with reports, I think, including with Louise.
And indeed, that's what we're going to play now, because Louise put reasonable questions to Micheál Martin into the review of the nomination of Jim Gavin. And this is how Taoiseach Micheál Martin responded.
Well, I'm much happier that I have it now. I didn't have it all along. And I was taken back by some of the commentary last week where it seemed to people to be acting on what they reported leaks for whatever. And the assertions contained in some of the commentary last week were simply false. And I had to put that on the record, you know. It's not fair to people to have their names branded about the place in the context of assertions that were and are false. So I'll be dealing with that later at the parliamentary party meeting. Well, I think the ones that were made at the weekend in respect to people having knowledge that they didn't have and the assertions that they did, and that was wrong. I'm not going to get into sort of people trying to contextualise assertions that were made.
I'm
not going to get into an argy-bargy with you.
Can I just ask you about your own knowledge of events? I'm not asking about the review, I'm asking about your own knowledge of events. Can I just ask you, on the night that Jim Gavin withdrew from the presidential election, did yourself and Jack Chambers tell him that you couldn't guarantee him the support of the parliamentary party?
Sorry, again, look, I'm not... I only got the report last year.
I'm asking about your recollection of events,
you're going to have manners to allow me to speak? Are you going to heckle and shout all the time? You are, actually. And you're making comments that are unfair and you should withdraw. Okay? No, I didn't come here for an argy-bargy with anybody. The report will be published. The report will go to the parliamentary party.
Okay, Louise Byrne, strikes me listening to that, that if he's saying he only saw the report last night, got it for the first time, how could he then take issue with what was reported over the weekend and what it said about people if he actually didn't know what was in the report?
And this is something that a lot of people in Fianna Fáil were asking last night, because that statement was issued at 5:45 last evening, and yet he didn't receive the report until much later in the evening. And a lot of backbench Fianna Fáil TDs were saying, well, how can you say that there's been things, you know, false assertions is the way he put it, when you haven't seen the report? Now, as you heard there, I did try to ask him what he was talking about, because the Irish Examiner has been reporting on this. We reported last week that Jack Chambers was made aware by a Fianna Fáil backbencher that there could be an issue of some description on the day, on September 8th, which is the day before the vote happened to pick the Fianna Fáil candidate. We have not heard from Fianna Fáil or Jack Chambers' office once in the last week, and the queries have, were in with them since last Tuesday. So we wanted to ensure, and because we know we did nothing, we know that, you know, there's no issue with our story, and we wanted to know what he was talking about, because it's a pretty serious accusation to make. And firstly, if you hadn't seen the review, what are you basing that on? But secondly, you can't just hit out a commentary and hit out the media and then not say what you're talking about. So he was under pressure this morning. I think it's very clear, as you heard, he accused me of heckling him. I've heckled him far worse in the past, to be honest. That wasn't even me at my best. But he was definitely under pressure going in this morning. And at that stage, we found out shortly thereafter that big parliamentary party meeting is at 7 p.m. this evening. So I think he knows going into that he's going to have answers. And there are a lot of unhappy people in the party. So he is under pressure, and I think you could really tell that this morning at just before 9 a.m. when he was going into cabinet.
So does this parliamentary party meeting tonight, Louise, become the review of the document? Will everybody have had a chance in the parliamentary party to have read it before that meeting starts?
So my understanding and my hope, to be honest, is that the report is going to start being sent to the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party at around 5 p.m. and then they're going to have 2 hours to look over it, and then they go into that meeting. Now, the expectations, I think, of this parliamentary party differ based on who you speak to. Some people are suggesting we could be in for a mammoth evening. You might remember that 5.5 hour parliamentary party meeting that we had, very shortly after Jim Gavin pulled out of the presidential election. Some people are suggesting it could be that hot and heavy and long. The others are suggesting that, listen, you know, it's going to still be very fresh in our minds. We might not be, you know, that long. It's also Christmas. The Fianna Fáil staff party is on tonight for Christmas. Will people have one eye on the door? So it'd be interesting to see what happens. But it is, you know, my understanding of it is the report is actually not that long. Just under 30 pages or just over 30 pages. It kind of differs based on who you speak to. So it's not going to take them very long to get through. But I suppose for them to reflect on that, will they have done that by 7 o'clock? A lot of them aren't sure that they will fully have taken it all on board by then. So we'll wait and see what happens tonight. But there are certainly people in the shadows waiting to, you know, pounce on Micheál Martin this evening.
Well, indeed, Daniel McConnell, Louise used the phrase there, one eye on the door. Will there be people within the Fianna Fáil parliamentary with an eye on the door, with a mind to push Micheál Martin out of it? Mm. Could they actually launch a challenge against him tonight? Bearing in mind that when Billy Kelleher ran for the nomination, to everyone's surprise, he got 29 votes of support.
So I think we spoke about this on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, Matt, that, you know, at that point, when Billy Kelleher is getting 29 votes, that was an open act of defiance to the leadership, because Micheál Martin and Jack Chambers put their weight behind Jim Gavin and basically went out and rang the phones, said, you've got to back the leadership. This is the leadership's choice. We've got to go this way. And a lot of Fianna Fáil said, no, we're not having this. This doesn't stack up for us. And Billy Kelleher is a man of decency, honour, a track record as a minister, albeit at junior level, has distinguished himself in Europe as an MEP, as a very credible choice. He's very articulate. He's photogenic. I mean, he was a good candidate to a lot of their minds. So to get 29 votes was a significant two fingers to the leadership. The rebels, again, who I've been in contact with, say they have the numbers to push the button on this. They've always just been waiting for the publication of this report. So there is an expectation that there may be a move. Whether or not that support is softened or people get the jitters in the last 12 hours or so, because you can guarantee there's been a counter move from the leadership to try and put people off and say, listen, if you push the button and you fail, you will pay the consequences in terms of being isolated. The big conundrum is, who would challenge Micheál Martin? Who would step up to be the person to wield the axe? Because Jim O'Callaghan has made it known publicly and privately, he is not going to instigate a heave. If Micheál Martin falls and there's a leadership contest, he will stand, but he's not going to instigate that heave.
Okay, what are you hearing, Louise Byrne, in relation to the possibility of something like a motion of no confidence this evening?
A lot of doubt that anything will happen this evening. Don't forget, you're coming into the Christmas period now. Micheál Martin is out of the country from tomorrow evening onwards, and then it's Christmas week. He's going to China the first week of January, so he won't actually be around, and that does give people time to plot. There is a lot of conversation ongoing about whether the perceived rebels or the so-called rebels have the 12 signatures required to sign or declare a motion of no confidence. They seem to think that they do, but I think it's a question of how fast they act. And this has been the message from, I guess, Micheál Martin's opponents for the last 2 or 3 months, is that this is going to be a slow burner. This isn't going to be something that just happens. And I think certainly the publication of that review is the next step in it. But I think there's a growing, I think, acceptance that that probably won't happen tonight. You couldn't rule it out, but it's the question of, is tonight the right night for it?
Okay. How did it get to this, do you think, Danny? I mean, how could Micheál Martin, as such an experienced leader, have allowed himself, first of all, to have made such a bad decision in selecting Jim Gavin, but then have exacerbated the situation by making a hames of his apology and the calling of the review?
So Micheál Martin's had a shocker since he's retaken the Taoiseach's office. The speaking row is right during the row earlier this year. That was
this in relation to the election of the Crown Corla and the rights for the independence, brokered by, of all people,
Michael Lowry. To allow the government didn't need to go that particular way. Didn't need to allow to get themselves bogged down in a row, a completely unnecessary row. Where we actually saw the nomination of an Taoiseach delayed for the first time in history. You know, in really unseemly scenes, and we saw Verona Murphy come under huge pressure. But Micheál Martin has made a number of misjudgments in terms of his decision making this year, without question. You might remember, Matt, we're getting into the summer break. A lot of people were talking, when is Fianna Fáil going to get its act together and nominate its presidential candidate? And Micheál Martin said, I'll deal with it when I come back from my summer reset and summer break. And there was angst growing within the party, but he was saying, lads, trust me, I'll get there, we'll get there, so on and so forth. No one was expecting him to plump behind Jim Gavin. The party obviously had looked at other outside people, like Deirdre Heenan's name had been mentioned, other people had, you know, Bob Geldof's name had been in the mix, at various stages.
But Bob Geldof even had a conversation with Micheál Martin to be told you're too late.
And polling had been done in relation to Bob Geldof as well. I know that for a fact. But we know also as well that the decision to go with Jim Gavin was against the sort of wishes of the party. The party were unhappy. That led to Billy Kelleher standing. And Billy Kelleher, as we discussed before, comes from Micheál Martin's stock. They were allies. They were the two people who brought down Brian Cowan in 2010. And for Billy to defy Micheál Martin in the manner in which he did, spoke about how that relationship has broken down. Micheál Martin has essentially lost support in Cork. Like, all the main rebels, essentially, are within the Cork stable. That's a shocking state of affairs for a leader who has built his reputation from being the bastion and the standard bearer from Cork. So he has made mistake after mistake. But also, I think what is coming to the fore is his particular nature and style of leadership is coming home to bite him in the ass big time, because he has done that. He's ruled the party very aloofly from his party members. He doesn't like to be inclusive. He relies on his kitchen cabinet, his non-elected kitchen cabinet, very much so. And the shutters are up often. So the way he has ruled the party is coming home to bite him.
Indeed, his kitchen cabinet, Louise, could it have been that he has been particularly provoked by the fact that his key aide, Deirdre Galán, was named in the Irish Mail and Sunday story?
Well, that's certainly the way that we are looking at it. And it certainly seems to be what prompted that statement last evening. And I mean, we'll see now when the review comes out in the next little while, but it's certainly our understanding of it that it is correct to say that she was contacted and that there was a phone call. Now, I think the crux of the issue, and probably why Micheál Martin came out so strongly, is that the Mail on Sunday suggested that she was aware of the €3,300 issue with Jim Gavin. But the others are saying, well, no, she wasn't made aware of that issue. She was just made aware of an issue. And, you know, there is a difference, in fairness to them. So we'll have to wait and see what that report says. So it does seem to be the kind of the catalyst behind this. Micheál Martin and Deirdre Galán are very, very close. Someone in Fianna Fáil last week described her to me as basically Micheál himself, the unelected version of Micheál. So, you know, he doesn't. And, you know, when he was speaking about names being bandied around, it was quite clear that he was talking about her. But I think what the report is going to have to look at, and I think what the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party are saying to me that the report needs to look at, is, okay, sure, if they were told there was an issue with Jim Gavin, but not necessarily the issue of the €3,300, what was done you know, was it simply a case that it was put to Jim Gavin and he went, no lads, it's grand, and they went, all right, that's fine, we'll move on? Or was there a little bit of investigation? Was there any curiosity there at all to look into this a little bit deeper? So I think those are the questions. And if it was raised with Deirdre Galland that was an issue, which we believe it was, if it was raised with Jack Chambers that there was an issue of some description, which we know it was, then, you know, is it just a case of they took Jim Gavin's word for it and they didn't dig? Or, you know, did they look into it a little bit more? And I think that is what is going to have to be contained in this review.
Listener said, Bet Micheál Martin wishes he'd ran for the presidency himself. Now, at this stage, he'd have walked in. Very briefly, Daniel McConnell, how much money has this cost Fianna Fáil? Because there have been suggestions that there was about €400,000 spent and lost. But additionally, it's been suggested that it has impacted on further fundraising.
Yeah, so the actual cost of the campaign is the figure we're being guided on is about €400,000. But I think what the greater source of angst from within the party is that the debacle has impeded the party's ability to fundraise going forward. So at a local level and a national level, it's doing significant damage to the appetite of normally willing supporters of the party to dip into their pockets, particularly at Christmas time. Christmas time is a time when the party tends to raise a few quid, and in the run-up to Christmas with their national, they have a national kind of draw, etc. That has been impacted significantly, and that's the source of a lot of the anger. And particularly again, when I was talking to some of the rebels, they said the money talks. So if there's a significant material impact on our ability to raise money as a party because of this, Micheál Martin will have to answer very serious questions about that. So I think that is likely to be one of the angles that comes out of the woodwork tonight.
Thank you very much, Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post, Louise Byrne, political correspondent of the Irish Examiner. I think we'll be talking about this tomorrow.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.